Simon Bucknell. Simon is well known as winning back-to-back British and Irish speaking championships, and he's a great user of stories in his speeches. Simon, how do you develop stories, and how would you recommend people develop the stories in their speeches?
I think the key is to use your own experience and look at things which to yourself may seem everyday, but which in reality, when you really think deeply and look beneath the surface of something that happened and start asking yourself, why did that happen? Or why did people react in that way? Or how did that make me feel? How did that make other people feel? Look for what's beneath the surface in something that is perhaps a very everyday experience to you. There will always be messages or ideas that you can use and then apply in a speech. So the trick is breaking through that barrier that says, oh, well, my life's actually not really that interesting. Who would want to listen to that? The very fact that it's something which may be quite a common experience is what will make that story easily connectable with other people, make it easy for other people to connect to that experience and that story.
Okay, and what's first with you, the theme, the point, or the story? Which sort of resonates with you first?
I think actually it's happened in both ways. I don't think there's any one simple answer to that. I can think of plenty of instances where there's been a story, it's been a particularly important experience in my life, and that's what's hit me first, and I've then had to think hard about what's that really saying. What have I really learned from that? And often there can be a number of different messages may come out of it, and the trick is to achieve clarity around for this particular audience, what's the most important single-minded message that I need to get across with that story? When there may be a range of other options that you have, park those and focus on the one that you think is most relevant. Equally, there have been times where a particular message strikes me as something that I feel is really important, something maybe something that you value, an emotion you feel strongly, or a really useful tip or technique you picked up. And then the process goes, you take the process forward by thinking, what story could I use to illustrate that learning point based on my experience? So I think sometimes it starts with a story, sometimes you start with a message. And I don't think it really matters which, as long as the message and the story are congruent.
Okay. Now, we saw you deliver a story today where you split that story up, you chunked it. Mm. And I've seen you tell that story before when you told it in a sort of straightforward order. Which do you think is more effective and which is easier for you to deliver and better for the audience to feel?
I think for the particular story I was talking about today, which related to a school bully from when I was a child, it works best with a single-minded message, certainly over a short time frame. I think, however, that with this particular audience, speaking to an audience of professional speakers, I was nervous about... I questioned in my mind whether there would be sufficient value just to tell that full story, 7 or 8 minutes, and then to put the message in at the end. So I wanted to look for ways to introduce value through the speech rather than people think, yes, it's a very good story, but it's going on a bit long. And so as a result, what I realised is when I actually started to break the story up, I realised that different episodes in the story each episode had a different slant or angle, but all related to this theme of conquering bullies. So there was an overarching theme. So I think on reflection, in terms of how it would work best in the future, probably would like to have more time to develop the two or three different points that were made during the course of the story. As it was, within 10-minute time frame, it was a bit tight. Bluntly, I think if you're going to speak for less than 10 minutes, very tricky to get across a single message with any real clarity and depth for an audience. And that's a learning point I'll take away from today.
Now, I've seen you tell that story 3 times. I'm sure you've told it 300 times or 300 times. How do you keep it fresh in your mind? How do you keep it the vigour and the enthusiasm for telling that story?
That's a very, really good question, because it does happen when you give speeches and give stories, tell a story for the, as you say, 50th time or the 60th time. I think the key is to really, when telling the story, to get back into the mindset of how you felt and what you saw at the time when you were giving the speech, at the time when you were, when the, the time when